centuries, mankind has been fascinated with realms outside of our conscious awareness. Through a series of interviews with practitioners, guest speakers, and experts, Liberate the podcast covers all that and more, from health and holistic healing to the supernatural. We aim to educate, motivate, inspire, and liberate your consciousness. Welcome to another episode of Liberate the Podcast. Today, I'm super excited because I get to invite my friend Argo to join. And now, we're going to be talking about balance, like spiritual balance, business balance, and how to maintain that. And the struggle of, you know, really stepping into managing how to be in the spiritual realm,
yes,
and the physical realm and the material and all of that. And I don't know anybody that does it better than somebody... than you. You know, I mean, he, at one point in time, he's owned 7 businesses. He owns a global business right now. He has 4 main ones that he's a part of. And so, you know, you really have that. You have that put into the material. And, you know, he goes on with 7 spiritual retreats a year. I mean, come on. You know, like,
I try to max out, always.
I don't know how you can run 4 businesses and then be checked out meditating. Because, I mean, when we do these meditations together, you know, sometimes it's 12 hours of meditation in a room, and you do them back to back to back to back sometimes all around the world. So, I mean,
yes. Well, one thing is that that I do is, like, in March, I went to do 2 different meditation retreats, which was amazing, unbelievable. In May, next month, going to Philippines for a retreat. And it's going to be amazing because in Philippines, it's a world retreat where we get together with, I believe it's going to be a few thousand people, intense, powerful, and we'll be able to connect with all those people under one roof. We have businessmen, millionaires, billionaires, average person, all connecting under one roof to really meditate for multiple days. And while we're going to be in the Philippines, we're going to be going to other places, temples that are very holy. And imagine, it's a beautiful thing, because when you go to these places, the energy is so powerful, and being able to connect and meditate in that space and with those people, it's really a unique situation. So kind of like me as a person, the reason I'm always going out there and meditating and making time for retreats, because if I can't have time to balance my life and live my life where I understand the value of life, then what's the point of it? What's the point of making money? What's the point of success?
Yeah.
What is the point? What do you think? You're going to go out there, make some money, get some financial things, and be happy? And those of you who understand what I'm saying, you know, I'm sure you'll agree with me with a lot of your likes and, you know, and showing us that in reality, in life, there's a lot more than just the material things. And what brings that balance is being able to meditate and being able to really disconnect from all everything that happens in this world and connect to that blissful experience that is available to you.
And connect to yourself. I mean, that's really what you're doing. I mean, you're connecting to your higher self and you're bringing in the real reasons why you do what you do.
Yes.
And opening that heart space. And, you know, so I want to backtrack a little bit.
Yeah.
So, you know, you weren't always on the spiritual path, but you were always pretty business-minded.
Yes.
So,
yeah,
you know, what got you into searching for something more?
Well, the thing is, being you know, always been in businesses, I've been a hard worker 6 days a week, 7 days a week, just always going there, making things happen. There comes a point in your life where when you're working and you're experiencing the success, the fruits of life, then you really understand that there's something that's beyond that. There's an understanding, there's a fulfillment that you receive that comes from within. So going through all the challenges in life and, you know, reaping the benefits of life, I came to a point where I was looking for something else to truly make me happy and make me satisfied. So with this, as I started exploring meditations and being able to channel into that divine energy, that's when I really understood, wow, this is what it really takes to really experience that inner success. Because ultimately, whether a person understands it or not, it doesn't make a difference. The reality is we are all children of this, you know, vast universe. So
yeah,
we all are here to help each other, make each other's lives better, and to better each other's lives. So At times, we might not understand it, but as we get older, we come to that realization.
And so you came to that realization. You said there's something missing. Now, when you started to actually connect and find meditation, find your higher purpose, your, all of this energy, did you find that your business actually improved too?
Yes. Well, what happened is, see, the thing is, like, for me and my friend were having a conversation 2-3 weeks ago. So we're talking about, okay, so what is, he's not into meditation. So we're saying, well, I mean, a lot of people, they're successful, they're working and they don't meditate, they don't do all this stuff. True, of course, more people probably don't know about meditations. Very less people do know about meditation. So the idea is this. I was working and running multiple businesses before, but I had like migraines, I was stressed out, life was heavy. I didn't understand it, I didn't know it because I didn't know any better.
Yeah, but and if you're younger and you have, you know, vitality and you're pushing through and stuff like that, but you're not necessarily happy. You don't have inner peace, you know, if you can barely get yourself out of bed in the morning because you're exhausted, that's not balance. And that's, you know, and this is why like today's episode is all about finding that balance and how, you know, anybody can sit there and work 7 days a week, 18-hour days, and you know what, you're going to probably get some monetary results and you're probably going to get things that happen, but how fulfilled are you internally, right?
Very well said.
And then, you know, but then yet there's the opposite too. If you go too far into just one level, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, like Kundalini syndrome or connecting into like that, the world without being balanced, or how we would say in like our discipline and our practice is like your upper chakras being way open and your bottom ones being lower and kind of closed off, and then you're not feeling like you have much prosperity, abundance, and life and physical health and well-being can be, you know, struggle too.
100%. Yeah, because see, the thing is, once you're exposed to that energy, once you're exposed to meditations, once you're exposed to that blissful experience, then you really realize that what you're really missing in life. It's kind of like looking at it from this perspective. Yeah, you could go work, you could go do all these things, but then at the end of the day, you're so caught up with that chase, the rat race, that you don't feel what you're experiencing in life isn't what you're really supposed to be experiencing. Life is about balance. Life is about enjoying it. And if those of you really agree with what we're saying, drop a one in the comments below. Let us know, you know, what thought you have and what thought process you have. If without balance in life, you're going to feel that after some time, you're not going to really have that true understanding. Because it's like this. You're sitting on a chair. The chair has four legs. So if the four legs, one of the legs breaks, are you going to have balance in your life?
Well, for a period of time, people manage, right? If there's no pressure that lays on that one leg, then the chair will stay. It will hold for a period of time, but the moment that you put a little bit of pressure, the moment that something hits you in life, that's the moment that the chair tumbles over, right?
There you go.
Yeah.
Falls apart. And then sometimes people say, well, I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, I got a heart attack. I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, I had a nervous breakdown. Or I've seen people, they have this thing where one day, one of my buddies woke up and half his face was paralyzed.
Wow.
What is that thing called? There's a thing, I forgot what it's called in English, but so half his face was paralyzed, the other half was good. So it's a symptom where it's caused by stress. Mm-hmm. So you wake up in the morning like a young person in his 30s, why are you supposed to have your half face paralyzed? That makes sense? You know what I mean? Does it make sense? So through healings, through meditation, through pranic healing, he was able to have that healing in a very short amount of time. But as he was saying, other people, when they have these problems, they go months until it gets healed with maybe acupressure, different things, special work on their face to make it better. But a lot of people live their lives not understanding the pressure they're putting themselves into. So balance, balance, balance is what life is all about, guys. Balance with your family, balance with your spouse, balance with your friends.
Yeah.
See, right now, we haven't seen each other for at least a month, so we're hanging out, spending some time together. So balance is key, because without balance, you're really going to be, you might not even understand it, but you're going to be very unfulfilled, ultimately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like that you touched on a few different aspects, that it's not about just having balance in your spiritual or balance in your financial. It's about having all of those other areas. Like, we're meant to have fun. We're meant to interact with people, right? We're pactual beings. And then there's a sense of fulfillment. There's a sense of, you know, health and wellness and taking care of your physical body and all of these aspects. You know, they call it the wheel of life in psychology.
Yeah.
You break the wheel of life and you decide, does it roll or does it get clogged? And so what are some things that you've done over the years to really see in balance?
Well, see, the thing is, one thing that I've been very far away from has been balance in the past, because I'm the type of person work 80 hours a week, 90 hours a week.
Own seven businesses. I mean,
you know,
maybe
always
it's a little,
on
the go. Little extreme, but
not. Oh, yeah, very extreme. That was before, because I thought this is what it's supposed to be. This is how it goes, but then as I learned where balance to me means being able to spend time with my friends, okay? Balance means spending time with my family. Balance means spending time with myself. See, some people, they got so much going on, they can't be with themselves. Sometimes, close the door, turn off the phone, sit down, just for half an hour and just kind of be with yourself.
Yeah.
This is such an important exercise, guys. Be with yourself, okay? When I say that, here's why. Because some people, they're so trapped in this world, the life they're living, they can't even feel comfortable in their own skin. Can you imagine how bad that might be with some people?
And it's so common. I mean, people sit there and they distract themselves. I mean, most people, they've done studies where they have to look at their phone like 300, 400 times a day or whatnot, but the phone sleeps next to them in the bed, right?
Yeah.
And so they grab it and they look at it. It's the first thing that they do in the morning. If they go up to the bathroom, they're checking the phone, whatever the case may be, but that's a level of not being by yourself, right?
Absolutely.
That's a constant distraction, whether it's through, you know, social media, whether it's through television, whether it's through whatever, but can you actually sit and be comfortable with you? And I think that that's what meditation teaches, is that connection with yourself.
Yes, absolutely. And then the thing is, see, when you're able to kind of stand still, and some people, the first thing, okay, when I ask someone, have you meditated, they say, oh my God, I have so much noise in my head, I can't meditate. I'm like, it's okay, I still meditate every day, and I still sometimes have that, I can't focus while I'm meditating. It's normal. We're not monks here. We're normal people living normal lives and meditating. See, people used to think if you meditate every day, you're supposed to go in the cave. No, this is called modern day meditation, where you're connected with the entire world and you're connecting with, you know, the divine energy and the divine energy in the universe. So being able to feel comfortable in your own skin. Like, for another example, let me bring to you. Some people I talk to, when they're in relationships and they come out of this relationship, next thing they do is they go into another relationship. So I tell them, take some time off, okay? Take some time off, take 1 month, 2 months, don't date anyone, don't do anything.
Yeah.
Because feel comfortable being alone. Don't be dependent on always, I need to be with someone to be happy. It's a bunch of garbage. You got to be with yourself. You got to be able to be happy feeling the way you are within your own skin, guys. And if you agree with what I'm saying, drop a two in the comments below. And, you know, because this is all about just being able to understand that when you're comfortable within your skin, you're going to be comfortable with other people. When you're happy from the inside, I'm going to be happy with you.
Yeah.
But when people are angry, they're sad on the inside, that's what they're projecting. Because if you have these lenses that you're watching through, and these lenses are dirty, and you're watching through this dirt, what is your perspective going to be? Everybody in your eyes is going to look dirty. But imagine when your lenses are clean, and you're watching through these clear lenses, then everybody else looks beautiful. Everybody else looks like the way they're supposed to. So this is very important.
Yeah.
Always feel comfortable with yourself first.
Yeah, the outside world is just a mirror. So I mean, if you're not comfortable with you, you're gonna judge. If you're judging yourself, if anybody judges anybody, they're really just judging themselves. I mean, and that's what you're saying, and I like the lensing.
Take notes, guys. You hear what she's saying? That's so powerful. Exactly. You're always, the person who judges, they're actually so uncomfortable with themselves that they're judging themselves first. That's why.
Yeah.
Well said.
Very good. It's a little finger analogy.
Yeah.
Point a finger at somebody, there's three pointing right back at you.
Yes.
And that's the key. I mean, you're only irritated. Why when a situation happens, Does somebody laugh about it, somebody gets angry about it, somebody is neutral about it, and somebody gets sad. It's not the experience, it's what they internalize that mean. And so it's whatever they're making that mean and the judgments that are going on, and the emotional reaction is from their judgment, is from their perspective, right?
Yes, very true.
You know, and so the more that you look at everybody else as having problems, irritations, or that, it's how much do we need to clean our insides, right?
Absolutely.
And the more we clean our insides, the more we feel liberated, happy, fulfilled, and then guess what? You see somebody and they even do a bad behavior, and you look at them and say they're just a soul evolving, or they're just going through a bad time, or you give them a justification instead of a blame or hatred or judgment.
Well said. Because see, the thing is, you want to be a person, when you walk into a room, you light up the room, not to dim the lights. You want to be energetically that way, where people attract to you like a magnet. I always say people who whine, complain, they're the people who attract people like themselves. In actuality, we're magnets. So, you know, be a magnet of love, be a magnet of light, be a magnet of peace, and be able to attract people automatically that are at the same vibration as you. Because if you're going out there and you're putting out negative energy, and some people, you'll be surprised, they don't even get it. They're negative, they're pessimist, and they don't even understand. And if you tell it to their face, they look at you like, what do you mean?
I mean, we all have somebody like that in our lives, right?
Yes.
And they actually think that they're positive.
Yeah, can you imagine? They think they're positive. How sad is that? But it's okay. You know, we love them, right?
Yeah. They can learn. They can grow. And that's just where they're at. But, you know, you also just, in talking, touched on another thing besides what you put out there, okay?
Yeah.
You know, what I love most about you, Argo, is that not only do you work on your own balance, but you try to, everything that you do, you have a positive impact, whether it's through this messaging that you're giving here in this podcast, or whether it's the impact that you do when you're giving back, you're feeding the homeless, you're doing different charity work. Like, talk to me a little bit about the importance of all of that, and share that with everybody about, you know, all the things that you do and why you do that.
Sure. Well, one of the things is through meditations, when I got involved with pranic healing years ago, which that's been the biggest gift to me in my life, being able to be exposed to people who are like-minded. I go and we meditate, we talk about, you know, life, we talk about the optimism of life. No one whines, complains, none of that negative energy around us with that group. Through this meditation practice, then I started doing some feeding programs with the groups.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to ask me like 10 years ago, let's go feed the homeless, I would say, I don't really care. But then, because I didn't know, just because I don't understand doesn't mean that's the reality. I didn't understand that, but now I do. So through the meditation practice, we started feeding the homeless, and then my heart expanded, right? I was about to, you know, open up the shirt. No, the heart expanded, right? So then I said, wow, this feels pretty good, and I want to keep on doing this. We started doing more weekly feeding programs. We do backpack programs. We do grocery programs for the low income. Now we're very much involved, and we give back a lot. You know, I'm a board member with a couple of nonprofits in California. We're very much involved with serving humanity in one way or another. But for me, that wasn't enough, because I knew that I'm here to make a real big impact, and I'm here to really do something bigger, larger, to help out millions and millions of people, to bring love, light, happiness in any way that I can, to bring the world more together, to unify people. Because at the end of the day, there's only one race, and it's called the human race. That's if we understand that or not. Some people don't get it, but they, you know, 10 years later, they have that awakening. So to me, it's all about being able to go out there and to do as much as we can to bring people together. That's why now, like company-wide with my company, we have a weight loss supplement company, and we get people involved where whatever weight they lose. So for example, if this group lost 1,000 pounds, or this city lost 1,000 pounds using our products, we donate 1,000 pounds of food to the local communities. And last year we already donated well over 70,000 pounds of food or clothing to the communities. And that's just like a stepping stone. Those are the small things. The bigger things is eventually we're going to get to the point where we're going to have transitional housing. People are going to come and they're actually going to transform their lives. Because feeding is good, it's great, it's a first step, but ultimately I want us to really bring people in and transform their lives, taking from nothing negative to really finding a job, having a place to stay, having a place to live, and being able to really live a happy life like every single person.
Transforming.
Yes.
And taking it to the next level. And I think that the important part to note is this is so ingrained in you. You know, that just like the balance of the meditation, the self-care, the family, it's also about giving back. And that you can actually create successful companies and give back and have that be the forefront of your message and your purpose.
Yes, yes. And that is the key. The key is this company is primarily all about spreading the message. And there's one message. It's called the message of love. Okay? And through that we go and we, you know, penetrate the communities with different ways of giving back, feedings, and helping out clothing, those who are cold, who have nothing to wear, and being able to really make that impact. Because I see it like this. If a company is preaching this message, automatically as people, we grow our distributors and we have like, whatever, hundreds of thousands, millions all across the world, then everybody else is going to be speaking the same message. Because our message is not, let's go out there and make money, blah, blah, blah. I'm getting tired of hearing those conversations. It's about going out there, and we make money. Of course, you can't give back without making money, but ultimately that the stronger message is to serve humanity one way or another. Because whether you understand this or not, those of you who are listening on the podcast, those of you out there, whether if you understand it or not, doesn't separate from the fact that it's true. We are here to better each other's lives. Okay, we are here to make this world a better place. Some people might not understand that. Even when the day they die, they won't. But that is the reality of this thing. The reality, the truth of this universe, of the world we live in, is about unity, guys. That's what it's all about. Yeah. And the sooner we can understand that, and the sooner we can really combine, unite, to create this one massive, enormous amount of energy that projects light and not darkness, that's when we'll truly be at the happiest place of our lives.
And I mean, and it's when we feel most connected that we feel most happy, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, even if we take it back into the fundamental, go out and spend an evening with your friends and feel like they really understood you, and suddenly your week's brighter, your month could be brighter, right?
Yes, absolutely.
One little conversation, somebody like taking a moment to really say that they see you and they feel you, and suddenly your heart opens. And so like, now imagine that on a, you know, what you're saying is on a huger scale, on an earthly scale, right?
Absolutely.
And I would take it even further, like, you know, I love that you say there's one race in the human race, but my heart, and those that know me know that my heart is always with animals, you know? So I feel that the animals are beings and souls too, and that it's, we're one global community of life form, you know, like, so, and to connect and to have us connect with everything that exists and really raise that up and create harmony once again.
Yeah, that's so true. And a lot of times, when you connect with an animal, for example, I connect with animals a lot. I was playing polo a few weeks ago, and with the horse, the connection, the bond was so powerful. I felt like the horse and I were one. And being able to understand that energies connect, just like you and I are here having this conversation, our energies are connecting, okay? And sometimes the energies do not connect, so things, people, you kind of don't feel comfortable when you're with a person. The same thing goes with an animal. If you have your dog with you all the time, you connect with the dog's energy. And the same thing when connecting with animals is such a beautiful thing, because ultimately if you try this and you try just kind of visualizing, for example, when you're with an animal, you just visualize your heart and that animal's heart connected with a string as one. And you try this, it's a good test, play with it, have some fun, try it with your dog. You'll see the animals start listening to you more. And the animals start paying attention to you more. Because now you're connected. There's a saying, what do they mean when they say, our hearts are connected. That's not made out of thin air. There's a truth to that, to those saying, when your hearts are connected. When you connect your heart energetically, there's a connection, then you'll see that overall you're happier. That's why you could try this exercise with someone that you're angry with. For example, in a relationship, or maybe your parents, or something happened, instead of holding on to that anger, try to look at it from perspective of love, because anger, I'm not saying don't experience anger, do not stay there. If you're experiencing anger for any reason, allow the anger to come, but at the same time say, okay, thank you very much, I experienced this anger, but now you may leave. Have a wonderful day. And I'm not joking when I say this, do it the exact same way. Because it really works.
Yeah, let it go.
Let it go.
And if you're having a hard time, one of the exercises that I think I read
Exit.
recently, or you know, but it's a really good technique, is if you're really angry at somebody, you can't just, you know, it's really hard to send them loving energy first. So so think of somebody that you do love. If you love your dog, if you love your significant other, if you love your cat, or whatever the case may be, a child, you can think about them and send them love, and then you think about all the reasons you love them, and then you think about another person, then you think about a good friend, and then you think about this. Before you know it, you'll think about that person that you were so angry at, and you'll find love for them. And it's like this, you know, kind of domino effect of taking that loving energy, because your thoughts, you know, like energy attracts like energy. So if you're in a really negative state, all you can think about is negative things. But if you're in a really positive state, all you can think about is positive things. So if you get yourself in a really loving state, you'll find love for the person that you're angry with, you know?
Yeah, well said, guys. And if you agree with what she's saying about love, throw some hearts out there, like fill up the screen with a lot of hearts, a lot of love, because ultimately that's what it's all about, guys. It's all about love.
Now, we're going to go back to the balance thing for a second, because, you know, something that I think is really important, you know, everybody's seeking out balance, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you do a really good job grabbing balance in your life and trying to make balance within, whether it's through feeding programs, whether it's through rehabilitation of people, and you're bringing that balance. And, you know, I think that we see the world in such chaos.
Yeah. But
what we were just talking about before is that the chaos, if you don't have chaos inside, you won't see chaos outside. So if every single person, instead of worrying so much about fixing everything else that's wrong, it's not to say that don't put effort into that, but if you fix you first and you have balance inside, you're going to start to have harmony outside as well, right?
Yeah. Guys, take notes. This is exactly what we're talking about, because it all starts with you. It starts from within. And balance is the number one thing, being able to bring that, whatever you're feeling on the inside, always understand is this. A lot of times, we create these stories that do not exist. Oh my God, this person said that, or this person said that, they made me angry. So we create that unbalance by feeding ourselves garbage. And when I say garbage, these are stories that are not real. In your mind, you'll sit down, for example, you'll have an argument with a friend, and you'll go home, and all night you'll think about the argument. And as you think about the argument, see, energy exists. So if you're thinking about an argument, you think about anger, that's this bulb of energy is created full of anger. So now all you're doing is you're feeding this negative energy. Now this negative energy is getting bigger. Not better. Yeah, it's getting bigger and bigger. So now all of a sudden you start feeling bad and down and depressed, because you brought it on yourself.
Yeah.
You created the stories yourself. And hey, don't get me wrong, I create some stories too, but
we
I catch myself.
We
That's
all
the difference.
Do.
Yeah.
And it's not to say that the incident didn't even occur, right?
Mm-hmm.
But after it's gone and it's done, let it go. You know, figure out what you can learn from it. Figure out how you're going to do something different in the future.
Yeah.
And figure out, you know, but stirring it up and reliving anything, you know? I mean, think about the last time that you heard a song on the radio and it makes you go into a state like this. Positive, negative, neutral, right? You can have a song and it pulls you into an emotion because it brings back a memory.
Yeah.
That's why it does that. If you think about it... we all have songs. You have a song that just puts you in a state, makes you sad.
I have the tiger.
I have the tiger, pumps you up.
I have the tiger,
But
always.
Don't you always, when you hear that, you get images of of certain scenarios or things pop in your head along with that song, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
And it's the memory and that image and those thoughts circled around that image that invoke that energy.
Yes.
Not just the music, because there could be another song that has a certain beat that could get you, you know, don't get me wrong, music does have a transference of energy,
of course.
But I'm saying the image is what's the powerful thing.
Absolutely.
And that's what you're saying with these people that, or us included, not
100%.
These people, everybody,
yeah.
that live in this.
And that's so important because, it starts from this. Everything starts as a thought form. Then it turns into words, and then it becomes actions.
Mm-hmm.
So start from the fundamentals. Start from the beginning. As
mm-hmm.
these thought forms are being created, simply just erase it. Imagine this is like an eraser. Erase the thought forms, and do not allow negativity to grow. People.
Okay, so sometimes it's easier said than done. So
mm-hmm.
let's give, you know, I mean, we can talk here, and it's.
Mm-hmm.
We've done lots of work on ourselves, and we're still learning, and we're still going through the process. And
a lot, so we're
sitting here having a conversation, and it makes it sound like it's easy for people. And some people, you know, like we were there too, and I'm there at certain times all the time
uh-huh.
still, you know. But what is it? What are some techniques that people can do to really start to rewrite some of those thoughts? I mean, I get
Absolutely.
The, you know, but what are some things?
See, the guys, the easiest thing I can teach you is this, because. Even today, we practice regularly meditating, we go to retreats, all these things we do, we still find ourselves in positions in life where we're challenged emotionally, mentally, in different ways where we're just, it's a struggle sometimes. But that's okay, struggles are a part of life. If you don't have struggles, you don't have a life.
Yeah.
You know, life is not perfect. You know, when you look at those, you hear stories about perfection, perfection does not exist. One thing does is, the pursuit to happiness, to get to that point where you're happy and you're fulfilled. So one of the things I always say is, when negativity comes into your life, number one thing is experience the negativity, the sadness, the anger, but do not let it stay there, number one, okay? A lot
how
of people...
How do they not let it stay there?
The way you don't let it stay there is this. Okay, for example, if I get angry at someone within a few minutes of that anger, I'm going to catch myself. I'm going to say, okay, I understand this emotion that I'm feeling. I experienced it. Now I'm just going to allow this emotion to leave. Just like that. I don't fight it. I don't say, oh my God, why am I angry? Why am I this? Do not fight the energy, because when you're fighting it, you're only making it stronger. So what you do is you just say, okay, I feel this anger. I'm
so
angry.
So you acknowledge it.
I acknowledge it. Yeah, thank you.
And then you visualize it or verbalize it to go away.
Yes, verbalize it. Say thank you very much. Now you may leave. And don't think if you say it once, it's going to work out. It doesn't work like it's not magic.
Okay.
You got to do this over and over and over and over again. Let me tell you something. I've been doing this for many years, and it's only the last year and a half that I've gotten really good at it, where when I did get angry, before I used to be angry for days, weeks sometimes, then it turned into days. Now my anger turns into hours, but my goal is to make it last 2 minutes. So when I get to 2 minutes, then I'll be happy. I'll know my goal is completed.
Do you see everybody? It's a working process.
Step by step.
Days, weeks, down to hours, and you're trying to still get it down to minutes.
Yes.
Know? And one of the ways if I can interject on this is having love and gratitude for situations.
Mm-hmm.
I think the best way to, you know, some of the things that have caused me the most anger when I pull myself out of a situation and time passes and I look back, I'm actually so grateful that it happened.
Yes.
I'm so happy that that didn't work out the way that I wished, or that person wronged me in that way, because that led me to a different opportunity that caused me to do business with somebody else, or caused me to do this or create this or whatever it can be.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can find that in that moment and say, okay, you know, this didn't work out the way that I wanted it to, but maybe it worked out the way I needed it to.
Absolutely.
And if you have that awareness, then maybe you can have some appreciation and gratitude. And if you have gratitude, there is no anger, right?
Let's keep it simple, guys. You know, ultimately, there's how it is. And I'm going to be very blunt with your audience and everybody else that's watching us. There's the people who say, why me? And there's the people who say, why not me?
Yeah.
Ultimately, it should be you if it's not Will, should it be someone else? You have to understand the universe puts you through experiences for you to grow. So if you're going to be a baby about it, whine and complain, why is this happening, then you're going to go backwards in life. Until the day you understand that experiences happen to us for us to grow. So
yeah.
Ultimately, quit whining, quit complaining, and look at it from the perspective of growth, from the perspective of what do I have to learn from this?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. And they have to approach it from that perspective. If you're willing to learn from it, that's when you know you're going in the right direction. And that's it. Because people, a lot of times you tell them this, they still don't get it. The bottom line is, do not be a person that's attracting negativity in your life. And the way you do it is by whining and complaining. Spread happiness, spread love, spread good conversations. No gossip, no conversations that lead nowhere. Always try to bring good energy into any conversation and try bringing good vibrations, good vibes. You know, so that's very important because sometimes people, they don't even understand this, but it's okay. What I'm saying is pay attention to yourself. Be aware of the words that come out of your mouth. This is very important. And you'll be very soon paying attention that, okay, maybe I need to adjust a few things about myself. And then you'll be a lot more happier in life and more fulfilled and more satisfied.
And more in balance.
And more in balance, yes. So today's, if you guys agree with the balance, drop the word balance in the comments below, guys, okay? That's the key thing today. We're all about the balance. We're all about being able to bring that inner happiness, inner fulfillment into our lives.
Yeah. And the number one thing that out of that is that balance is always a working effort, right?
Yeah. Always, yeah. You know what? Why I enjoy having conversations with Christina so much, guys, is because we speak the same language, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we're always understanding each other. And I love it because she's a successful businesswoman, owns multiple businesses. And she's very, you know, she's connected. She meditates. It's good to have these conversations with you because it's truly a delight to exchange this very nice positivity back and forth and ultimately to share this message with, you know, other people who are listening to this today.
Yeah.
And it's not too common, so...
No, it's
you know,
not. That's what...
I love it.
I'm hoping that it becomes more common. That the more people that listen, the more people that see that you can really create and have whatever it is that you want. The first thing is about getting in alignment with yourself so that you know what you want and that you love yourself so you can start to create that. Now, you know, being a business owner or being this or that, or everybody wants something different. You know, we all don't want the same thing, but the happiness at the core. And I think everybody can have that and we can start to have higher conversations with a greater audience.
Yes, yes. And I think when a student is ready, the teacher will appear. And what I feel is, at times when I'm, have people I'm teaching or I'm helping them with something in their lives, and when they're not ready, it seems like your words kind of go through them. They don't absorb it. But I feel as a whole, the population, as an entire consciousness, people are more ready now. Because when you have conversations like this, they intend to get it more now than before.
Yeah.
But still, there's resistance in other people. But overall, I feel like receptivity is a little bit higher in people nowadays.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm.
So if there's something else that you would want to leave, some word of wisdom as we come to kind of a close on our balanced conversation today.
Yes, yes. One of the words of wisdom I would leave with you guys is this. When you're waking up every day, it's very important to start with the right mindset. So one of the things that I do is in the mornings when I wake up, on my wall, I'll have different positive affirmations. So if there's anything I want to leave with you guys is this, and practice it, believe me. It's not going to happen overnight, but after weeks and months of trying this, you're going to feel, you're going to start your day with an edge versus other people. And that is this, when you wake up in the morning, practice these affirmations. First of all, say, I am happy. I am love.
Mm-hmm.
I am successful. I am beautiful. Say positive words to yourself. Either if you're sitting in bed, you're saying this, you're closing your eyes, maybe you're in the bathroom looking in the mirror and you're telling this to yourself, do it, because this will help you look at life in a different way. Imagine you're waking up, you're feeling awful, and you go like that throughout your day. Versus you wake up, you're feeling awful, you go, you say a few positive words, and repeat those words to yourself. Your energy changes because now you're putting out positive energy into the universe. And what does the law of the universe say? What you put out is what you receive.
Yeah, what you reap, you sow, right?
What you reap, you sow.
And think about, these are little tales of wisdom that have been around forever. I mean, I don't think that there's anybody that hasn't heard, oh, they woke up on the wrong side of the bed, or go back to bed and wake up on the other side again.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Why is that? Because, you know, it's a snowball pattern, right? So positivity or negativity, but I would take those affirmations and to just make them a little bit stronger, which I think is probably something that you naturally do.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say, I am lovable, or I am successful, or I am happy, or I am great. Like, take a few moments and actually feel that. And so, if you have a hard time with just that as a phrase, then take it and say, why?
Mm.
I am lovable because I am this. I am successful because I have a roof over my head and all my needs are met. I am, you know, whatever it is. And if you can take it and actually give it some meaning, you start to feel. And if you feel, it becomes 100 times stronger, because words are nothing without feelings, and feelings can really take you to that level. So if you close your eyes for a minute, or if you look at yourself and you say, I'm beautiful, and you say why you're beautiful, if you're not feeling beautiful, find something about you that you love and smile at yourself and feel it. And if you feel it, I guarantee it would change. So take exactly what Argo said, but add the feeling, add a few moments of reflective thought.
Yes.
And if you can't access the feeling, think about why, and then you will.
And the gratitudes, guys. What she's saying is so true. It's all about be grateful for the simplest things. Be grateful for the simplest things in life. And instead of searching for what's wrong, search for what's right. Because if you want to sit down, you can write a list this long about everything that's bad. But why feed the negative energies in your life? Be grateful, be happy, feed positive energies into the world, into the universe, into yourself. Give it time and daily practice, and very soon you'll see how amazing and happy you'll be in your life.
And it doesn't take long. That's the beauty of it.
No.
I mean, if anybody has ever had to wake up earlier for work, and it's hard for the first week. After that, you know, you probably start waking up before the alarm clock goes off.
Mm.
And that's how quick you can reestablish patterns inside of your mind and your life. Anyways, thank you.
Very, very, very well said. All right.
All right.
Amazing.
Thank you so much
for
joining us.
All right.
Lots of wisdom. I hope everybody, if anybody ever wanted to find you or more information, is there anywhere that they can find you?
Yeah. Just Argo Kishishian on Facebook. And you could go out there, connect with me. And we put out videos regularly about life, business, succeeding, success, meditations, yoga, different things like that. So we're just spreading the positive vibrations with anybody who's out there looking for,
I'll have him do some guest speaks, if I can speak. I'll have him come in and do some speeches over at Liberate Hollywood, too.
Sure. I'd love to.
But yeah, if you enjoyed this at all, you know, when you're listening to this via the podcast, please leave feedback in so other people can find us, and, you know, comments and feedback really help.
Thank you so much, guys,
for joining.
And yeah, make sure you share the videos, share the love, because a lot of good wisdom we share with you guys, all coming from our hearts. And definitely make sure to connect with, you know, with the podcast with Christina. All right, thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.